Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. When the King James Version of the Bible was translated in 1611, some words in common use then have generally passed into history. One of those words is concupiscence. I know the word is still used, but not very often. I doubt that many of our children and young people have ever heard the word. Neither the New International Version, the New Revised Standard Version, the New American Standard Version, or the Revised Standard Version uses the word, and for good reason. It has little or no meaning to the modern reader. The King James Version uses the word three times only. It is always a translation of the Greek epithumia, which is generally rendered desire or lust, depending on the context. Paul urged the Colossians, "Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry." Colossians 3:5. Desire is neither good nor bad. It all depends on the direction of the desire. I shall illustrate that truth by reading several passages to you. Paul told the Philippians, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose I do not know. For I am hard-pressed in both directions, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better." Philippians 1:21-23. Does anyone believe Paul's desire to be with the Lord was evil? And yet it is the same word rendered concupiscence. Jesus himself used the same word when he said, "With desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer." Luke 22:15. No one in his right mind would accuse the Lord of having evil desires. The noun form of the word is used 38 times in the New Testament, and almost always translated lust, because the context demands it, although the word does not necessarily refer to sexual lust. For example, Paul informed Timothy, "They who will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition." 1 Timothy 6:9. One of the best known passages on this topic is the following: "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he who does the will of God abides forever." 1 John 2:15-17. In his first letter to the church at Corinth, Paul used historical incidents from the Old Testament to teach the Corinthian Christians how they were to behave. He told how the Israelites passed through the sea and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And they all ate the same spiritual meat and drank the same spiritual drink. But with many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples, to the intent that we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. 1 Corinthians 10:1-6. The Jews committed grievous sins against God and died in the wilderness. At least the older generation did, that is, all except Joshua and Caleb. Christians must recognize that we are in a war with the evil of the world. It is not always easy to fight on the Lord's side. That was Paul's reason for telling the Galatians, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would." Galatians 5:16-17. Thank you, and may God bless you.